with every heartbeat that our next president is Kamala Harris. It is so exciting to be here, folks. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to Civic Media's special live coverage from downtown Chicago, live here at the Democratic National Convention. My special guest co-host this show, Marcelia Nicholson, chairwoman of the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors. And we're joined by yet another very special guest. It's just the guests and the fun just keeps on coming. Marcy, I'm going to let you introduce our next
guest.
We're
just sprinkling guests on you all. It is my absolute honor to introduce our next guest, Arvina Martin, a Democratic National Convention at-large member, delegate, executive director of Emerge. I'm a proud Emerge alum.
Yes.
Roller derby extraordinaire.
Roller derby extraordinaire.
Native American Caucus representative. I mean, the list just goes on and on. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. And I'm really excited to be here with you too, Marcelia.
So, I mean, this is great. What's been the most exciting part of the convention so far for you?
I mean, besides meeting Joy Reid like 10 seconds ago.
I know. Okay, ladies,
more.
Kiki, give everybody the dish on meeting Joy Reid.
She or her producer saw me with my cheese head, like I was hanging onto it, and he's like, oh, can we do, like, she was filming or doing a live or something. And she's like, and she filmed me holding it, and then I had to like steal my nerves to be like, Miss Reid, can I please take a picture with you? I love you. I watch your show every day. And after we took our picture, I asked if she wanted to take a picture with my cheese head. And she did.
Oh, yes.
She not only took a picture, she took a video.
Oh, she did. She took videos with poses.
Yes.
And can I say that the cheese head complimented
her
outfit? Ensemble perfectly. I think that Cheesehead works for Joy Reid.
I think so.
Yes, Miss Reid definitely was fire with the Cheesehead on today. And then, of course, Marcy and I had to jump in there, photobomb, get some snaps. Folks, you can check out, if you go to civicmedia.us, we have our entire live scrolling news bits from the DNC. As soon as I get off the air, those Joy Reid photos, you better believe, are going up.
Oh, I already posted mine.
Oh, I love it. Couple of things here. Marcy mentioned that you have a number of roles and leadership positions within the DNC. First, let's start with what is an at-large member and what's unique or different about that role?
So the at-large delegates are the ones that are go after the process where the delegates are selected through their county parties and congressional districts. There's a little slew of spots that are available for other folks, and that is to make sure that we are, as a state party, as a Wisconsin Democrats, are accurately reflecting, you know, what our state looks like. And so people get selected from that list to come and represent their communities as well.
Which is absolutely amazing. We also noted, Marcy did during your introduction, that you are helping to represent the Native American community from the state of Wisconsin. I think that's so critical that our caucus, that the Wisconsin delegation, does indeed, in a very literal sense, have representation from all of our communities.
Exactly.
Does the Native American Caucus or the First Nation Caucus meet separately within the DNC structure?
Yeah, actually, and talking about highlights, you know, mine has, as amazing as the floor was yesterday, and I wear my emotions on my sleeve, and I cried several times, but I think the highlight so far has been the meeting of the Native American Caucus, and it was so remarkable to see a room full of tribal leaders, Native people who are elected to offices throughout the country that represent communities that are not necessarily just Native people, and seeing the folks that want to come and make sure that they're being good allies to Native people and put out good policy that affects Native people. It was really great. And then Governor Walz, Coach Tim, comes, and I have to say, he spoke so well and thoroughly and enthusiastically, and he was real about this, you know, about tribal sovereignty. and how he worked and his administration work with tribes in Minnesota, and also his lieutenant governor is Peggy Flanagan, who is a member of the White Earth Nation, another amazing leader, and he picked her. Yes. And so, you know, we know that he has a commitment to Indian country, and he spoke so thoroughly about issues that were important to us, and so much so that I don't think I've ever seen another non-Native elected official speak that well on issues that are important to us.
What a moment.
It was.
That's so poignant being here in Chicago, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the state of Illinois, in this region where you have such rich First Nation history, where we're never standing on land that was not Native American land.
Exactly.
And so, again, I think, you know, I admittedly did not know a ton about Governor Walz when Vice President Harris picked him.
Mm-hmm.
But every single additional bit of information or insight that I get into the governor, he continues to impress me on all sorts of axes. I can add this now to the mix.
And can I throw in too,
please,
when he was getting ready to leave, he's like, I'm going to leave you all with words that were taught to me by Lieutenant Governor Flanagan, Chimigwech, which means like, big thank you in the Ojibwe language.
Yes.
And so hearing him pull that out, and it's clear that this is not the first time he said those words. It was just, my heart was full. It was really great.
I'd love to jump in with a question. So I recently saw a post on Facebook. Flanagan had actually trained Walz and becoming an elected official.
Oh, my goodness.
And it said it started with training. And speaking of training, Emerge.
Yes.
Emerge is a training ground for women
mm-hmm.
who are pro-choice, democratic. Mm-hmm. I'm, again, a proud alumni. You're the executive director. We have just a couple of minutes. Can you tell us a little bit about Emerge? And we have a woman on a ticket.
Yes.
What does that mean for these women who are going through this program?
Can I say that Emerge was actually founded by a group of women that came together to elect Kamala Harris to district attorney in San Francisco.
Wow.
And from their efforts, it has now grown into an organization that has 26 states, and we like to call her our first alum.
Oh.
So, and I actually got to meet her one time, and when they introduced me, they said Executive Director Emerge Wisconsin, and she did the little excited hop and clap and said, I love Emerge! But
we've got 1 minute.
Oh my gosh. We train Democratic women on how to run for office.
Yes.
Get as many women as possible into office.
More of us.
More of us.
Putting our voices together, demanding change and progress.
Yes.
Thank you so much. That is Arvina Martin, delegate here at the DNC, the executive director of Emerge. You can find more about that on the interwebs, of course. We're going to have to take care of some business, but we'll be right back. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network special live coverage here at the 2024 DNC. Back in just a moment.